Knight, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Under.
We're predicting the unemployment rate remained the same at 3.8%. Revisions in August now show 119,000 more jobs created than previously reported.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. All that hiring could lead to more selling on Wall Street. Stock futures falling big, about 200 points for the Dow. On concern, the report could lead the Federal Reserve to keep raising interest rates. House Republicans keep trying to decide who should be the next speaker to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy.
The real question the members have is, how do we get things back on track?
That's Congressman Steve Scalise, who just told Fox despite former President Trump endorsing Jim Jordan overnight, his own support is growing.
I've got a long proven record as somebody who knows how to unify Republicans to fight on the battles that matter for the families who gave us this majority.
The House remains in recess until a vote next week. It's day 22 of the auto workers' strike. We'll hear from the head of the union in 5 hours. When Sean Fain spoke last two Fridays, he expanded the walkout to more facilities. A woman jailed in Iran for standing up for women's rights has gotten one of the most prestigious honors in the world. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
Imprisoned Iranian human rights activist Narges Mohammadi is the latest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Committee Chair Barrett Rice Anderson made the announcement in Oslo, recognizing Mohammadi for standing up for the rights of women in Iran.
The regime has arrested her 13 times, convicted her 5 times.
It's a national day of mourning in Syria after a drone strike at a military graduation ceremony, killing at least 89 people, more than a third of them women and children. Another Russian bombing in Ukraine has killed a 10-year-old boy and his grandmother. The day after a Russian missile strike on a cafe left more than 50 people dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
After a record surge of migrants entering the U.S. illegally last month, the Biden administration is ready to deport Venezuelans who've come here, but only ones who've arrived after July 31st. Venezuelans who crossed before then were recently given temporary protected status, shielding them from deportation, allowing them to get jobs legally. Now, the Biden administration is also restarting border wall construction that the president had stopped, but he insists he didn't want to. That he had to, forced by Congress, which some Democrats say is not true, that they never ordered the administration to waive 26 federal laws, which it's doing to restart border wall building.
Nearly 20 miles of border wall construction is set to take place along the southern border in the Rio Grande Valley. Fox News asking White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre about the decision.
Congress appropriates the funding. We asked them to not use that funding for that particular purpose. They denied it. And now we're complying with the law.
An appropriations source says Congress obligated the funds for the project in June. The White House says it tried to get Congress to cancel the project, but it was denied. Texas Congressman August Pfluger, who recently made a trip to the border, says it is in, quote, absolute chaos. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Now, many of these newcomers are moving north. Chicago's getting a lot of them.
50 buses have arrived in the Windy City over the past week, and now city officials say they are expecting as many as 25 more buses each day. Like New York, Chicago has long ago run out of shelter space. As a result, some migrants are sleeping in O'Hare Airport and in police stations.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. The Chicago Bears finally won their first game. After an 0-4 start to the NFL season, the Bears beat the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football 40-20. The Commanders fall to 2-3. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The Wiley Elementary School building's been closed for asbestos removal, leaving families with questions about the future. Now the Urbana School Board has finalized a plan for the school. Earlier this year, parents showed up to board meetings during public comment with emotional testimonies on why the elementary school should reopen after renovations are completed. This week, Eastern Illinois Food Bank will head out to Mohammed Seymour High School to help tackle hunger. Kickoff is tonight at 7. Donation booths set up at the field for fans to donate to. Schools compete with rival teams to see who can raise the most money. Again, it's happening at Mohammed Seymour High School. Illinois-Nebraska football game tonight kicks off his schedule with no impact to the teams or fans after Tuesday's fire at Memorial Stadium. Crews were called to the scene at about 8 to find a utility vehicle and lawnmower on fire. Groundskeeping equipment routinely stored there for the facility and surrounding areas. Local officials still trying to find the cause of the blaze. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
You know, Sawyer, I've been doing this for a minute. You know, I've been here doing this. I don't know. I could add
up. Oh, just a few days. Yes, what I hear.
Add
yes,
up the
yes.
shows, and I have. I don't know how to push buttons. It's my bad. You were there last hour. I just couldn't hear you, and it's my fault. So, anyway.
No, you know that's why we have Diane here. So.
That's exactly right. No, that's. Watch it. If people ask me, well, how do you do this? I don't know. Ask somebody who knows anything. It's not me. Greg Sawyer.
It's like asking for directions. It just doesn't happen.
No, you just. Anyway, good to have your melodious voice on this Friday.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning.
People are a little concerned about the wind and tailgating this afternoon. What kind of impact will that have? What are you seeing there on your fabulous charts?
Well, things are, you know, kind of quiet and sedate right now, but we haven't put any real heating per se on what's going to grow to be an increasingly unsettled and unstable atmosphere, not where we generate thunderstorm activity, but kind of mix down some momentum and kind of marry up some of these low-level westerly winds or west-southwest at just 6 miles per at Willard and Savoy right now with another upper system and some strengthening winds up aloft in that next little weather system that actually may sprinkle on some of the tailgaters this afternoon, probably right up to about kickoff time. And then depart. And as that happens here, with anticipating kind of a westerly wind that will run at a steady 15 to 20, and frequent gusts that will hit 25 to 30 miles per hour. So two things, channeling effect right through the heart of Memorial Stadium. That'll impact the kicking game. And, yeah, keeping an eye on tents and barbecues and all that kind of stuff. And even doing that little beanie bag toss game, which I can't remember the name of, but tossing around
bagel?
The football as well.
Is that called bagel?
What's it called? Bagel?
What's it called? Oh, and it's not called bago. What the heck is that?
Cornhole.
Cornhole.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that may impact your activities, your tournaments as well. But all seriousness, yeah, kind of dress for, you know, a mid to late October feel this evening. We'll probably get up to an afternoon high. We're currently at 46, and this is normal for an October 6th. Be looking at a high temperature close to 60, but if we get a few sprinkles, we'll probably cool it down some. And between about 55 and 57 at kickoff, and probably low to mid 50s by the end of the ballgame this evening. So, yeah, you're going to have to layer up a little bit, and anything but what we've experienced so far in this real summery weather pattern. Overnight lows for tonight as we move into, yeah, some cooler days ahead at 42, partly sunny for the weekend, 58 tomorrow, close to 60 again on Sunday, and we'll ride with sunshine into the low to mid 60s Monday to Wednesday next week. Concerned that we're going to get another one of the lows to spin up out of the Ohio Valley, spread to the north and northeast, maybe some organized rains on top of the inch that we picked up here yesterday, by the way, with temperatures late next week in the upper 60s, and then another window of opportunity for outdoor work and harvest. Don't worry, don't panic. Safety first. We'll get it done out there soon enough. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. You're the man.
You too.
You're the man. 809, it's Greg Solier, meteorologist. Lauriston, are you there?
I am here.
This is Lauriston Crockett, expert in health and longevity. He has zero intention of ever getting old. He has written Peptides Are Life. Let's start there. I mean, of course I know, but what are you talking about, peptides? What is that?
Well, you know, the short-term definition is a, you know, short-chain amino acid, right? But, you know, the word peptide actually comes from the Greek root word, peptos. Peptos means digested. Now, we get all our peptides from the foods that we eat or we used to. The reason this is important is because the average human being has 37.2 trillion cells. Every cell in your body has a peptide. Every function in your body functions by peptides or peptide signaling. So peptides are extremely, extremely important for anti-aging and longevity.
Okay, so how do you look, Lauriston?
You know, I have people argue with me all the time. I'm actually 64. My baby boy will be turning 1 year old on Saturday. And, you know, I'm in the gym doing 6,000 reps a week. And people think I'm in my 40s, but I'm actually 64 years old.
Can I find you? I want to look at you. Can I find the website where I see your picture? Are you out there?
Absolutely. Look me up. Just put it right in there. You'll find it.
I want to see what you want to look, see what you
What's
look
the
at.
Website?
Yeah, where do I go?
Yeah, or just put in Lorson Crockett on Google, and you can find me.
So how can we get more peptides in our diet then?
They eat it, right?
Well, here's the issue that we know now is the supplementation. We've gone past the vitamin supplementation everyone was doing in the past and still doing today, trying to get the results you want. The problem we're having is, again, remember, peptides, the Greek root word means digested from the root word peptos. The problem is, have you guys noticed when we've reached the age of 29 and 30, how our hormone levels started changing, like testosterone and everything? We started gaining more weight, and we started having more disease. Problem is, when we reach our 30s, our digestive system slows way down. So, therefore, we're not getting the peptide fueling that we used to when we were younger men and women. I've written a bunch of books called Peptide Fueling, like Your Viral Shield, Creating the Ultimate Athlete, IQ, and it goes on and on. Because everything leads back to, so we need to be doing a supplementation with peptides, not synthetic injectables. I just did a show on that the other day, showing that those are dangerous and have side effects. But we actually have an ingestible peptide, and this is what we need to be supplementing with to have a longer, healthier life. These peptides have been in my blood for over 20 years. So this is why my doctors say I'm not aging at the same rate as other people.
All right, so I'm looking at you here. You got this gray T-shirt on in front of some building. It looks like tinted glasses. Tight shirt, good muscles. Is that is that like recent or not 20 years ago?
No, that's recent pictures.
All right, so I mean, no, you look fantastic. Yep. And what really struck me, frankly, I mean, obviously you're in great shape, but your skin looks good. How'd you do that?
You know, I don't know. I'm an old surfer, guys. I've been out in the sun a long time. But, you know, one of the peptides that, you know, I'm taking all the time is TNFA and TNFB, and that actually helps restore skin health and get rid of some of those fine wrinkles. Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's fantastic. But, you know, collagen is a peptide. A lot of people are taking collagen supplements. The issue that we're having is you can take collagen all day long, but unless you have a naturally occurring growth factor, and a growth factor is like a golden key that tells the body what to do, because growth factors go to the exact cellular sites that they're supposed to and tell the body what to do. So you can take collagen, unless you're getting natural growth factors to tell the body what to do with it, then you may be just getting rid of it like body waste, like the synthetic vitamins. And let's talk about those vitamins everybody's taking. I strictly talk against it because most of the vitamins that you're taking are made from byproducts of petroleum and coal tar. Hmm. And you want to know why we're having more disease and other issues.
Interesting guy here, Lorston Crockett. What did you do? Are you done? Or what was your profession or is your profession?
You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, guys. They call me the peptologist. I don't know. Or some bodies call me an Elon Musk of peptides. I'll take that as a compliment because I'm a big fan. I actually left the Franciscan order after I had a pet die in my arms due to spaying and neutering. Spaying and neutering has side effects of cancer, and I dedicated my life to this. And I found out with working with some brilliant, brilliant people that the answer to life is not vitamins and minerals. We only need small amounts, but we get those from our food sources because most people are not vitamin deficient. What we need to be doing is peptides. So again, if you go to genostim.com, that's genostim.com, you know, you can get my book there. You can get it on Amazon. It's got a 5-star rating, but don't do that. My autograph isn't worth that much. But the information is because, you know, I dedicated my life to longevity with pets. We just won an international award in Hong Kong, and ABC News called us the fountain of youth for pets. So pets don't know placebo effect, but they're taking the same peptides that we have in our human version, and we're able to increase their lifespan between 10% to 30%.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about what you're talking about, but I think you walk the walk, talk the talk. All right, do you sleep well? Do you sleep a lot? I mean, I know we're supposed to talk a little about sleep because if you sleep well, you have good genetics, you eat properly, and you exercise, you already got a head start on me here. I mean, this is good. But what? How many hours of sleep, Lorston, do you think you get a night?
Well, remember, I've got a baby in the house.
Okay, so you're getting up and down a lot. So you're up and down some, and you're getting. But do you track that? Is that critical to what you're doing?
It's, you know, not really, but, you know, we do know that if you don't get enough proper sleep, that the brain imaging can actually show that you have an aging brain. Mm. So sleep is important. So what I tell people is, like I do, don't think that I don't take a nap when my son Maxton Crockett first is not taking a nap. Naps are really important if you're not getting enough sleep. And let's face it, gentlemen, the these phones that we have in front of us all the time and the stimulation that we're getting all the time, we cannot get our brains ready to go into sleep mode because we're constantly being bombarded with information and the blue light off of these phones. So what I say is put the phones down at least an hour ahead of time. Pick up a book, calm down, start preparing yourself for sleep because sleep is so important. And now they're finding studies that if you're not getting enough sleep, that it could lead to obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and some cancers. And here's the real scary part, you know, with dementia and Alzheimer's is on the increase. And they're saying that's coming back from not getting enough sleep also. And by the next 15 to 20 years, we could have over 150 million people with dementia. That's a scary thing. Wow. So we need to sleep. We need to invest in ourselves because sooner or later, you're going to pay the piper.
I'm telling you, you look good. You sound good. It makes a lot of sense. It's we got to not be lazy and get after it and do a little work ourselves for sure. But you're kind of reminding me of our 10th president, John Tyler. He fathered a son in his 60s. Who fathered a son in his 70s. John Tyler, who was born in 1790, has a living grandson in America today who's 93. So there you go.
That's amazing. And, you know, men were able to do this, but you also have to have the energy and the strength to be able to do that. But you also have the wisdom to be a better father.
You're going to be 80 at driver's ed. You're going to be 80, Gloriston, at driver's ed. That's what it's going to be, okay? Uh-huh. But who cares if you're able to function? I don't care about age. I care about how you're doing. I bet you're not,
and we'll be,
you're not consuming any Twinkies today, are you, Gloriston?
No, let me tell you something. I'm a car guy, so you know my son and I'll be driving a Corvette too. We buy American, but anyway. So no, I don't eat a lot, you know, a lot of sugar stuff like that. But I'm not a really crazy person about my diet. I eat a regular diet.
Okay.
I try to stay away from processed foods. Yep. That's a major thing. You don't want all those preservatives, and you eat real food, you guys. And you know, also again, you need to supplement after your 30s and watch the amazing results start slowing down, reversing the aging effects. Just by putting natural peptides. Again, we've created something called GenoStem that has 18 amino acids and 21 naturally occurring growth factors. Remember how important those growth factors are to signal the body what to do with the food you're eating.
All right, a little homework here. Lauriston, Lauriston Crockett. And again, how do they find peptides or life?
You know, you can go to GenoStem.com. That's GenoStim.com. You can get a lot of information there. Be sure and go to the top line up there and look up peptide fueling. I wrote a bunch of e-guides. They're really easy to read. I even put pictures in there. And, you know, and read about certain things that may be important to your life. Like right now, we're going to, you know, everybody's worried about the virus real quickly. So there's something called a host defense peptide. Host defense peptide can kill fungi, bacteria, and oh yeah, if it touches a virus, it kills it. So this is what you need for your immune system. Not to me, a lot of vaccines, a lot of other junk vitamins. Look up host defense peptides. It's so important.
So how many vaccines did you get, Lauriston?
Zero.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, whatever. Good for you. It's nice to have you on, and it's a little bit out there for us. But again, proof's in the pudding. You're doing great, and it's worth investigating and learning for sure. Why wouldn't we?
You know what? I get up every day just wondering who I get to work with every day. So it's a blessing to be with you guys.
Well, great talking to you. I love it because again, if I looked up to you, you're a wrinkly old man. It would have been really bad for your credibility. So it's just,
Well, you guys come on down to Plano, Texas today. Come to the gym with me.
Okay. How many days are you at the gym?
I'm in the gym 6 days a week, but you know I got my first certification back in 1982 as a Nautilus trainer. So it's just a way of life with me. Nautilus, okay. I wouldn't know how not to train, but I teach lighter weight, more reps, better results. So you know it's all about staying in motion. Even if you can't get to the gym, at least walk a mile a day and watch how that changes your life. You say, but Lauriston, it's cold outside. Go to the mall. Go somewhere where you can just get one constant mile in and watch how it changes your life.
Well, listen, again, it's move your body, eat good food, get some sleep, and then pick up what Lauriston's talking about, learn more about it. Hey, listen, thanks for being on. Maybe we chat again down the road.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Lauriston Crockett on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Busey, proud to give back to its communities. Busey's been around a long time. You know that. What is kind of stunning is that Busey opened a year after the University of Illinois, 1868. Are there any other businesses in Champaign County still named the same after 150 plus years? I don't know of any. Is there another business? That anyway, Busey, not only do they have longevity, they got people. Their associates generally should give tens of thousands of hours every year. They're on boards all over their communities, wherever Busey is located. If you want information about their volunteer initiatives, charitable campaigns, you can check out their impact report that they put out. The 2022 impact report is available. And all you got to do is go to busey.com/impact. Learn about corporate sustainability practices, associate training, community development, charitable initiatives, governance practices, and policies. It's all from your friends at Busey since 1868. Busey, member FDIC. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about Health Alliance. They got some stuff coming up. We're going to do that in just a few moments.
Sounds
we're
going
to get you Fox Business Minute. There's been a little concern with the markets because... yeah, you don't live in fear.
Right.
But there's talk of a, yeah, correction.
Okay.
And if the stock market's been dwelling around the 35,000 level, now it's 33,000, it could take a hit, and I just think it's worth, anyway, we're going to keep track of all that with you.
Okay, Fox. Our Fox Business Minute here on ESPN 93.5.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The job market was much stronger than expected in September. There were 336,000 positions created, about twice the number economists were predicting. The unemployment rate remained the same at 3.8%. Revisions to July and August now show 119,000 more jobs created than previously reported. A huge energy merger could happen within days. The Wall Street Journal says ExxonMobil is close to merging with shale driller Pioneer. The deal could be worth roughly $60 billion. Taiwan Semiconductor's monthly sales numbers are better than predicted. It makes processors for Apple, Qualcomm, mobile chipsets, and processors made by AMD. It has also been providing technology for artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Anybody look up at the sky? At about 5:30 this morning, you could totally see Venus. This is nice. That old song, Venus.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The skies were unbelievable.
Nice.
It was gorgeous this morning. Tara Mullins, Community Outreach Director, Health Alliance. How are you, Tara?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Nice to visit with you again. Got an expo coming up, huh?
Carle Health, Wellness, and Medicare Expo is Saturday, October 2nd, 7th. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the Fields, 9 to 1. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we were really excited to learn that Carle was able to bring it back this year. It's been since the pandemic that the event has taken place. So we're really excited to participate in it again this year.
So
it's definitely in a. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just gonna say it's not me, but for a friend. Medicare signing up and all that. Would you learn more? Not for me. It's for a friend.
Right.
But would you actually learn about all that, Tara? Because my friend's getting a lot of phone calls right now about trying to sign up for me. Tell me
right.
about that part of it.
Oh yeah, I love that you phrased it that way. yes. yeah. We will have experts that are there to help people navigate. It's not only the health plan that will be there. But we're also going to have local resources like Family Service and Chris Healthy Aging, who have SHIP counselors who can help people navigate their specific needs for Medicare as well. So it's a great opportunity to kind of get to understand and know the full puzzle, because it's never just the health plan, your provider, or et cetera. It's all of us together. So it's a great opportunity to do that.
Well, there's like plan ABC. There's plans like ABC, AA, DD, 5, 7. It's so confusing. Tara, I mean, again, for my friend, it's like so confusing.
It is. I don't know why it gets as confusing as it does at this phase, because when we're all working, it's all in one. But thankfully, there's something called Medicare Advantage that can put it all in one to make it a little bit simpler. So if somebody's interested in talking with us about that, we'd be happy to do that, too.
Well, and there at Carl at the Fields tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour, it's like every 10 minutes, there's these engaging community speakers who are talking a lot about this sort of topic. Tara, let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Linda Fred, from who's the vice president of pharmacy from Carl, will be opening remarks. She'll have some things to share about, you know, vaccines and things of that nature. Then we've got Dr. Michael Smith, who's the chief medical officer for Health Alliance, that's going to be talking a little bit about your annual wellness visit and the importance of that. Also, how to navigate accessing care, so that way people know which ways and paths to go. Then they're also going to have speakers from Chris Healthy Aging about local resources and support. And then somebody's going to come in and talk about what care coordination is and how people can leverage their benefits to help improve their health outcomes.
I love it.
Well, so that's all going to be from 11 to 12.
This is kind of in your lap, and I'm not paying to come. I mean, not me, my friend. I'm not paying to come. So it's really, you ought to, 9 to 1. Right. What the heck? No registration needed to attend.
And there's food. There's this grab-and-go breakfast from 9 to 10. The keynote speaker's 11 to noon. And then the grab-and-go lunch from noon to 1. That's so nice, too, that they're having this Wellness and Medicare Expo. Where is it at the Fields?
Yeah, it's in the administrative building, so at 3310 Field South Drive. You can see it from the interstate. We're also going to have a few tractors outside, so if you can't see it, you'll see the tractors, because we want to talk about farm safety as well. Then we're going to have Just the Acai food trucks and Kiki food trucks out back too, as well as a little bit of music. Illini football players are coming from 12 to 1, so you can play bags with them. All kinds of things.
Nice.
All right, Tara Mullins, we appreciate it. Again, their website, I can get all this detail in writing. I can watch and look at this thing.
You can, yes. It's actually on carl.org to learn more about the event.
Sounds good.
Okay, Tara Mullins, thank you so much. I can't believe you just, yeah. When I was doing a children's thing and I was working with Kraft,
yeah,
they said this is going right to the vein of the children, because macaroni and cheese and everything else. Uh-huh. You kind of hit my vein here on this one there, Tara, because I'm yep. had my ears perked up for all this stuff coming. I appreciate you being on. Thank you, Tara Mullins.
Well, I will be there on Saturday if you want to talk with me. So
okay,
I'm happy to
I will seek you out. Would you please put that yard sign over you so I can recognize who
there
you are, and just put
go.
That like Tara Mullins, because you know reading glasses
Absolutely.
Are a necessity too. So there's that. Hey, get off my lawn, Tara! Thanks for being on.
All kinds of ability to explore the health and wellness technology services and products to enhance your well-being, Stevie. If you want to go, it's tomorrow from 9 to 1 at Carl at the Fields.
Yeah. Thank you, Tara Mullins. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Community Outreach Director, Health Alliance.
Carl.org for details.
Yeah. So when is it that the phone starts ringing off the hook? Because you're supposed to get Medicare.
Yeah, this is the time.
I mean, but you have to sign up or you're penalized for like life.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you can't forget this
okay,
one.
Okay, okay.
You got like a window. And if you don't do it then, I understand mm-hmm. it's like a penalty forever.
Time to move on it. There you go.
Yeah, and the music's too loud too.
Huh? You're fine.
I mean, come on.
It's fine.
What are you doing? About the game tonight. Cold.
A little windy.
Ah.
Exactly.
Messed my hair up. Okay, yeah, we got the alerts later with the wind blowing around. So if the napkin flies away, you can try, but if it goes, it's okay. Some other guy will get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have that. That's what it's kind of what you're into.
Yeah.
All right. News coming up. Another half hour to go. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We'll be right back.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. visit our career page at tapmanstilling.com.
Join Urbana Park District for Climate Action Week, October 1st through 8th. We all can help take care of the environment. Be sure to join us at Crystal Lake Park Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. for a celebration of the environment that will feature live music, guided hikes, and more in partnership with the Champaign County Climate Coalition. Call 217-384-4062 for more information or follow the Park District on Facebook and Twitter.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Twice as many new jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month as most economists expected, 336,000. The unemployment rate holding steady.
The unemployment rate now at 3.8%. Labor force participation rate 62.8%. Average hourly earnings 0.2% month over month.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. The Biden administration is going to start flying Venezuelans caught crossing the border illegally directly back home again.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the agreement in Mexico, saying those who arrived after July 31st will be sent back to Venezuela in the coming days.
We are a nation of immigrants, and we are a nation of laws.
People from Venezuela made up the largest group of migrants that were encountered at the southern U.S. border last month.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. At the same time, the administration says legal pathways for asylum seekers are being expanded. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at your local news. The embattled director of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services stepping down. The governor announced that Mark Smith will resign at the end of the year. Smith took over the beleaguered Illinois DCFS in 2019. His tenure marred with controversy, including being held in contempt of court at least a dozen times for the agency's failure to properly care for or protect children. Memorial Stadium at the University of Illinois cleared for tonight's football game against Nebraska after the fire this week. Officials say the blaze broke out Tuesday night in a area of the stadium under the horseshoe. Nobody was hurt. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Illinois State Police have announced they have identified a vehicle and driver suspected of being involved in last Friday's deadly hazmat disaster in Teutopolis. Investigation into the crash and subsequent ammonia leak revealed that a vehicle had possibly passed a tanker truck as it was driving on Route 40 east of Teutopolis. The driver of the truck subsequently swerved to the right and ran off the road. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freezing Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, this Saturday. Autumn like look and feel in the coming days. Nothing organized about any rainfall for the foreseeable future. Coming off, some spots picked up more than an inch of rain yesterday. There may be another significant rain event again coming our way late next week. So keep an eye on things with outdoor work and harvest in mind. Partly sunny, breezy, cool for the day today. A couple sprinkles this afternoon. 60 the high. That west northwest wind on the increase, 12 to 24 and gusty. No rain over Memorial Stadium, about 57 to kickoff early on this evening. Readings will slide from there down to 42 later in the night with that stiff west-northwest wind continuing on. Partly sunny, cool for the day tomorrow and Sunday too. 58 to tomorrow, 39 tomorrow night. No frost or freeze expected, obviously, and the wind will stay up too. 59 the high on Sunday. Low to mid-60s Monday through Wednesday next week, and signs of a pretty widespread rain system for the eastern and southern Corn Belt. Late next week high still in the 60s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yep, and 2 weeks from today, we're going to be at Pia's one more time. We
have actually
two more broadcasts.
That's right.
October 20 and November 10, a lot of people enjoy coming by and watching Lante and Derek Piper work. And that'll be homecoming is 2 weeks from today, or, yeah, you know, homecoming festivities on that Friday.
Already lining up some special guests. The parade will be at 5:30 to 6:30, and then there's a pep rally at 6:30 in Grange Grove. U of I Alumni Association has so many great things planned. And really, Sunday the 15th is when it all kind of gets underway for that homecoming
week. Yeah, the
whole week. With Josh Whitman doing that 5K and the pancake breakfast and all near the Alice Campbell Alumni Center and the dying of the fountain. Boy, is that fun. But first is Nebraska.
All right, here's the deal tonight. We have fans that are, you know, wonderful, diehard Illinois fans. Those are the people that have been going, no matter if it's Lovie Smith, Tim Beckman, Ron Turner, Ron, it doesn't matter. That's a core of people, probably in the 10 to 20,000 number. Really solid.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the people that kind of jump in because they got an opportunity to go to the game, got free tickets, yeah, whatever it is. And then you got the people that think we're going to be really, really good, and then they jump in. They're the last third to kind of jump in.
Okay.
So we're in the 20s and 30s, and then we've been in the 40s and touching 52 because a whole bunch of season tickets because we went to a bowl game in Florida in January,
yeah,
which is like, what? Came unexpectedly. So then you play Toledo, and it's close, and we're very fortunate to win. Very, very fortunate. And then you go to Kansas, and it's not so good, but we just, you know, it's okay because they're good. And then you come home and you barely beat Florida Atlantic, not by as much as you thought. Wasn't the game you thought. But you're 2-1. And then you go to Purdue, and Purdue seemed to be acting and rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get blasted with a really bad second half. So everybody at this point is going to the point of, but they got their hands on, you know, kind of sitting on them. You're going to have to pull out a win tonight to get us back. And that's just because we're fanatics. It's like we lose interest if it's not as successful as we expected. Well, they're not very good, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
These coaches and players are working their butts off. And I believe there are guys, and I think, you know, Brett Bielema's my guy. I think he's a terrific coach. I think he's got a great coaching staff. But it is what it is. If you don't win, it's like, well, how much will Terrence Shannon shoot the three, right? I mean, we're going to completely shift out of football. And that's a bummer. So I got to win tonight. We're 3.5-point favorites. Nebraska will have fans here. They're kind of salty because they haven't been very good for a while. Remember Tom Osborne was a guy that led Nebraska in the 70s and 80s. They just didn't lose. They came here, and as a matter of fact, Dick Butkus, who passed away last night,
mm-hmm,
they came here. Dick Butkus was speaking at halftime of that game in the 80s. We thought we were ready to host Nebraska. Neil Stoner, Mike White. And they came to town, and I think it was 52-3 at half.
Oh, no.
And I'll never forget Dick Butkus on the big screen. He looked a little bit because he came down as halftime.
Yeah.
And he said, enjoy the second half. You're only down 49. And it was like, okay, we're not ready for that. Maybe we thought we were.
Yeah.
And they came in. That was Tom Osborne. That's when Nebraska was like, all these cornbread fed kids are big old farm boys, all that. And then they got bad because Tom Osborne had to retire at some point. And then he went to the House of Congress and served in Congress for a while. Anyway, so they've been trying to feel their way, and they got Matt Rhule, who used to be with the Carolina Panthers, lost his job there, and now he's talking the talk in the Big 12 with, you know, in the trenches and all those things. But they're not very good from the standpoint of good. Now, when I say not very good, I'm talking, you know, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC who come to our league next year. We just added de facto two or three Penn State, Nebraska's, and Penn State, Michigan's, and Ohio State's. So we went from Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, the elite of the Big Ten, and added USC. Washington's really good, and so is Oregon.
Yeah.
UCLA's good. So it's like, okay, so where's that put me? Well, you might be eighth and be good. So it's like, okay, this is whose idea was this? Whose idea was it to ban the West? The West is gone. This is the last year for the West, a totally winnable division. We don't have Penn State, Michigan, or Ohio State on our side. Ugh. Anyway, so the bottom line is win, please.
Just yes.
Do something to win and figure it out, because I think we're better than we've showed.
I'm thinking we're going to win tonight.
Okay. We win tonight. Then all of a sudden you're going, okay. I feel like Joe Pesci. Okay. So if we win tonight, we're 3-3. Dare me to think about 6, because I will if you win tonight. Because I think Minnesota, Indiana, Northwestern, the games are going to think, mm-hmm, we, you know, I don't know if we'll win, but we could. So there's still a shot. All I wanted was six. Remember?
Yeah.
I came out in August. All these people going 8-10 wins. I'm going, let's get me to six.
Yeah.
I got to go to a bowl, man. That's got to go to a bowl. Anyway, so I'm rooting for us
tonight. Yes.
And I don't know what the wind does, but if it's 25 and gusty, maybe touching 30, 35, the passing game is going to be in question. I know we want to run it more.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see quick hits, a little more on the passing game. We're going to be short and quick because we can't protect the quarterback right now. So go Illini.
Go Illini.
That's it for my elegant rant on the Illinois team.
And as far as other games, Maryland's at number four, Ohio State
Very
tomorrow.
Curious to see if Maryland is... Now, Maryland, go back to my Nebraska-Illinois example. Is Maryland ready? Are they... They're 20-point underdogs.
Right.
That's hard to fathom. Now, Ohio State, again, they've got... It's not that they're good. They got two or three good guys behind the good. We don't have that.
The depth.
It's just hard to get a bunch of four-star guys to come in and not play.
Rutgers is at Wisconsin. Purdue's at Iowa, and Iowa had the quarterback go down with the knee injury. That's 2:30 tomorrow. And then number two, Michigan, is at Minnesota for the 6:30 game tomorrow night.
I think Purdue and Iowa would be 3-3 in the fourth quarter.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just saying that could be a really low-scoring game. We'll check the full sports coming up.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
The world's largest sports book, ready your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Okay, I also want to alert you that Tabman's Towing is looking for a dispatcher.
A dispatcher?
But it's interesting. There's a little bit different here. Number one, there are a lot of people that want to help people. What's not helping people? Somebody that calls in is in trouble.
Yeah.
So you'd be like Command Central.
Right.
And you work from home.
Wow.
So I think you want to perk up and take a peek. And right now, Jim Hampton's looking for like a weekend person.
Okay.
And this is after you get trained. You're going to be sent home with a headset and everything else.
Yeah.
Phone rings, you answer it, and you're helping. You're like Command Central. It's like a TV show.
Right.
And so, and you don't have to go out and do it. You just kind of dispatch people.
And you have to be kind and
understanding.
Help talk person down. I mean, when I called on the side of the highway on 74 and people were not getting over and it was scary. Mike at Tapman's was awesome to work with and totally used to all of this.
So if you're looking at, you know, it pays pretty well too, and it's at home and it's weekends and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting way for a side gig, side hustle, and you'll like working with Jim. It's TapmansTowing.com. You click on the About tab, and underneath it says Careers.
Okay.
You can pop in there. He is looking for good people that can really want... You know, sometimes we go to work, why am I doing this, you know?
Yeah.
You want some purpose in the thing? You want to know that you're doing something good that helps people? That would be a job that you could really, you could save a life.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, sports headlines,
Chicago
Diane.
Won over Washington, 40-20.
So people saying, what are you doing messing up your draft pick? Wait a minute, there's only five games played. We got 12 more.
I know.
Maybe the Bears go to the playoffs.
Well, we've lost 14 in a row, so that's why Bears fans are bitter. Magic Johnson's a co-owner of the Commanders and was like, there's no fire in Washington. So he was trending too for last minute.
Bears kind of dominated him.
Right. That's right. And then DJ Moore. Woo! Big night with 230 and receiving
Justin
yards.
Justin Fields played well.
Yes.
He threw some balls that only DJ was going to catch. He threw some good passes.
I found it refreshing. So three
job.
Touchdowns, I think, in the first half there. Back-to-back games and doing that. That's awesome. And a salute to Dick Butkus coming in. Maybe that gave him a little extra fire. Passed away in his sleep at the age of 80. Of course, Illini fans know him for that 63 Rose Bowl. Inaugural Hall of Fame inductee in 2019. We had that statue outside of the Smith Center. It looks great. A lot of people probably going to be taking pictures coming into the game against Nebraska tonight. And we've got a little audio about Dick Butkus.
Butkus established himself as one of the greatest linebackers of all time during his career, spent entirely with the Chicago Bears from the mid-1960s to the early 70s. He recorded over 1,000 tackles, along with 22 interceptions, and a then-record for a defensive player, 27 fumble recoveries. He was also named to the NFL's All-Decade Team in both the 1960s and 70s. Off the field, he was a well-known commercial pitchman and worked as an analyst for CBS, while also appearing in dozens of movies and TV shows, including Any Given Sunday. Butkus died peacefully in his sleep overnight at his home in Malibu, California, according to a statement from his family. Dick Butkus was 80 years old. So, I'm Eric Messersmith.
He had four guys that was kind of harassing Helen Eisenberg, his then-girlfriend at Chicago Vocational High School. He ran off the field, and he dove into the car. He ran down 87th Street, ran into the passenger side window in full uniform and thrashed each of the passengers.
How did he know?
Then climbed
how did he know
out of the car and walked back on the field, the story says.
But how would he know that his...
That's what I was thinking.
Well, there are no cell phones.
Right. Well, I mean, it must have been like a practice, and he was like getting ready, and then he saw... I was wondering, too.
I mean, who...
He was tough, though.
In their right mind, even when Dick... A week ago, who would in their right mind pick a fight with Dick Butkus?
Right.
I mean, it's the dumbest thing ever.
Would you ferocious feel- and fearless was described in talking about him.
I ran into Ray Nitschke at Katsina's once, and he tried to burn my shirt. I mean, so they were a rough bunch.
Yeah.
This was the 60s. I had a San Diego Charger logo. He grabbed my shirt, got his lighter out jokingly, but it kind of scared me.
Yeah.
Me?
And a lot of
Mr. Nitschke.
People didn't necessarily ask him for autographs because of that kind of rough attitude.
I think Coach Ditka certainly has that presence where, I don't want to make him kind of that.
Right.
But Dick Butkus, you know, apparently was off the field, just, you know, pretty good dude. So,
uh-huh.
And I think he did some color commentary for a while.
That's
at Illinois,
right.
Doing some play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not play-by-play, but color.
Yeah.
I think he did some radio work in his day, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a legend, you know, 80 years old. That's a pretty long life for an NFL guy.
Sure.
Their bodies, oh, my goodness.
When it comes to our local football teams, we had Unity at Rantoul, Monticello at PBL, SJO at Pontiac, STM in their eight-player game. They've got homecoming this weekend at St. Anne, and Blue Ridge is at Danville Slarman. This eight-player thing happening on Saturday is a thing. We have Danville at Central on Saturday, Peoria at Centennial tonight, and Urbana's at Normal Community.
Okay, there you go. Your sports headlines. We'll get Greg's weather one more time as you get ready to tailgate and get an Illini victory tonight. It'll feel really good to get one. Really will feel good. You'll feel so much better if we beat Nebraska. I think Nebraska is going to have a lot of people here. They just got a core of people that come to these games.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll be in full force, full throat and voice and ready to cheer our guys on. And, of course, you got the marching Illini.
Yeah.
They're so good. They
have 400
people in that band, and they turn away 800 others that don't make it.
They've got their concert coming up on Sunday at 3, too, at the State Farm Center. We hadn't mentioned baseball, Stevie, but it's Texas and Baltimore tomorrow at noon. Minnesota's at Houston, 3:45 on the American League side. Philadelphia's at Atlanta at 5 tomorrow on TBS, and then Arizona and the Dodgers at 8:20.
As soon as we hear about the Cardinal Caravan, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Yep.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's how we play it on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial-sized eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
Free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman Cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman Cosmetic Studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit one per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
I want the truth!
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ave is Saturday into an autumn mode we go. The look and feel the same here for the coming days. Nothing more than a couple of sprinkles around later on today. Maybe some organized rains are back into play. Additional drop relief for late next week. A couple of sprinkles, as mentioned, this afternoon. They'll be gone by football time. Highs near 60 this afternoon with a partly sunny sky. That stiff west-northwest wind continues for the night tonight, including kickoff time. Temperatures there at Memorial Stadium in the upper 50s. Low tonight down to 42. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and cool. The high near 58. Partly sunny, cool, 59 on Sunday. Next week, we'll be up around 60 Monday. Low to mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. And into the 60s next Thursday and Friday. But there'll be a weather system out of the southern plains coming up the Ohio. That usually means some widespread rains. And they'll get going late Thursday and Friday next week. Overnight readings will be down in the 40s. And there may be enough rain to certainly curtail harvest operations over parts of the eastern and southern Corn Belt. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchin. Greg Soldier.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
All right, just Diane, for my preparation, where did you buy the Powerball ticket?
In Tolono.
So if it says there's
in
one...
In Philo.
Bought it in Philo, Casey's?
I did Philo today.
Okay, so it's going to say when the national media says there's one winner in Illinois in Philo, then we're going to know that somebody...
Right.
It's either going to be you or me.
That's right.
Because certainly nobody else bought any tickets from... Casey's in Philo.
Okay.
So
and
I want to say
after me who said, "Oh yeah, that's going on."
I generally don't look at the ticket until I hear what state won, if there is in fact a winner, and then Casey's gets a little out of that, don't they?
Yeah.
So when I win that thing, maybe we'll have like two winners. Maybe you and I will win. Maybe we have the same numbers. I haven't even looked at them.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not likely.
No.
Anyway, I've never had a number. How many numbers do you need to win, like, a cup of coffee? Anything?
I can't scratch anything on this.
Okay.
And I think if you do get a number or two, that you could get $1,000
I think it's like four out of six.
Is it?
It's like, what?
Okay.
And then when you get six numbers, I think you get like a million, but you don't get the Powerball. So it's like a million, and then you're going, oh, man, no, you could get the million.
Mm-hmm.
Be real happy about that. I'm just talking to myself now. So
and preparing. I feel like, you know, when Schnooks had that, it was a million, wasn't it, or something? Or was it 500,000?
I don't know.
Anyway, it was a scratch-off, a $30 scratch-off ticket at Schnooks.
Oh, it was a $3 million winner in Savoy.
And they got like 50,000.
Which you wouldn't throw away.
Right.
But again, the tendency is to say, well, it was $3 million. I should have got, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so we'll talk to you Monday. It'll be, you know, a little different because of the fact that I'm going to commit to Diane. I'm going to give you $1 million.
I'd love that.
So,
thank you for that.
You haven't said anything to give me.
I mean, I guess, but I was the one who bought it.
See, so. Can't even part with $542 million. She won't even give me a
what I'm going to do fine. Is Stevie J Broadcasting / Diane Ducey Broadcasting will then get all upgraded. technology.
We're going to have lounges in here exactly. With big screen TVs. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the